Well, so much for international visitors coming to County Cork to work for their keep and getting a bit of a holiday thrown into the bargain. But they say there's no time off if you work for yourself. And a group of Munster business people seem to have really taken that sentiment to heart. They've been hard at it right throughout the night as part of a 24-hour marathon mentoring session. So they've had no sleep at all. Liam Casey of PCH International and Eugene Murphy of Tweekaboo. Liam, you must be both very, you must be shattered.
Yeah, it goes with the territory.
And how has the night gone?
Fantastic. I mean, it's amazing. I mean,
where are you, by the way?
We're down in Garryvaugh in Cork.
That's East Cork.
That's right. And
and what are you trying to achieve?
I think, you know, we come here to coach. I'm here as part of the entrepreneur group to coach some of the emerging entrepreneurs and to help them and to give them ideas and to share some experience with them. And again, from my point of view, it's really about, you know, painting a picture of the global economy and the global opportunity out there for entrepreneurs, and really it's to help them to aim high. And it's amazing looking at the caliber of the companies here. You know, it's easy to stay up all night when you're looking at these guys and their ideas. You know, sitting here with Eugene and his company, Tweekaboo, and another guy, Sean McGowan, and Be Located. These are world-class opportunities. And it's a question of creating a platform for these guys so they can take their products and take their ideas abroad, because there's a huge market out there for them.
So you sound like you're getting enthused by some of these young people. How many entrepreneurs are there? I know in your case you're an established business who's mentoring. How many mentors and how many entrepreneurs?
I think total is 21 of each. 21, I think it's paired like that. And there's been different sessions during the night. There's been group sessions, there's been one-on-one sessions. And actually, I mean, it's been a great experience.
Eugene Murphy, you must be shattered yourself.
Yes, but, you know, the nervous energy keeps you going, George, in fairness. You know, it's a very exciting opportunity for a guy like me to step into the ring with established guys who, you know, multi-million dollar businesses generating massive profits. And in fairness, Cork Bakery put on a fantastic platform here, I think it's a template for future growth for young companies to get access to seasoned professionals and to get advice that you really could not afford to pay for when you're at our stage of formation.
Now, Liam comes from the same town as you, Blarney. You're both from the same place. You know Liam already.
I know Liam. We went to the same primary school together, so it's obviously a good omen for the Blarney men, you know.
And have you found it like an emotional experience all night? Because if you were up chatting to each other, probably exposing your business ideas and their flaws and their weaknesses, yeah, and getting them pointed out, that's very draining. Have you had tears and stuff like that throughout the night?
No tears yet, but I'm sure there'll be lots of man hugs at the door later on, like, you know, a lot of bromance going on. But
you're
yes, indeed. I get some very intense, it's very open, like very honest, you know, for guys like me to stand in the ring, as I say, with proven entrepreneurs and hear them have that, tell their war stories and the challenges that they're still facing even as established businesses. You know, that's very reassuring, because it'd be quite a lonely journey as an entrepreneur. And to get that solidarity and get that feedback, get that coaching, again, you know, in fairness to Cork Bic for putting on such an event for guys like us.
And it's Cork BIC, Cork Bic has put it on.
Correct.
And in terms of Tweekaboo, just, you're at a very, very early stage, I'm assuming, in that business. What's the idea of Tweekaboo?
The brief is, I've got four kids myself. I've got lots of text messages on my mobile phone, lots of pictures, lots of videos that tell a wonderful story of my children's lives. And everybody who changes their phone loses those memories, and the content is priceless. And I woke up one morning at 2 o'clock and I went downstairs and I wrote four pages, which was the plan for Tweekaboo. And Tweekaboo is a digital memory box for your children, where you can save the text messages, the photos and the videos that are stored on your mobile phone, and turn those memories into a priceless online diary of the years that they won't remember.
And you did that at 4 in the morning.
At 4 o'clock in the morning.
And here you are now at 4 in the morning again talking about it. It must be your creative hour, isn't it?
I think I'm a nightman, in fairness, and my best stuff happens and bubbles out of my subconscious at night time, you know.
Liam, the creative stuff in the middle of the night. Your own company, PCH, has been fairly creative as well. You've done some really good stuff. You're operating in China?
Absolutely.
And what exactly, can you explain what you do?
So we're a global supply chain management company, where we actually work with our consumers, our customers, mostly based in Silicon Valley. Where they come up with concepts for products. We'd be the leader in the accessory space for the tablet computers, for the smartphones, and for the e-reader businesses, which are the three hottest sectors in technology today. And we'd be the recognized leader of the accessories that go with all of those devices. And we take them from the concept right through to the consumer all over the world. Again, if you were living in America and you ordered one of those products online, it will ship directly from our facility in Shenzhen, China, to your door in New York, and you'll get it in 2 days.
Wow.
So again, and that's the opportunity here for these companies. It's global, and there's no reason why a company here in Ireland can't play in a global market, just like.
Well, I saw a story earlier this week about your company and its profits. Have they gone from 400,000 to 14 million in a very short period of time?
Absolutely.
So you're doing extremely well.
Well, yeah, an overnight success in 15 years.
And that kind of issue, the global experience that you have, that's what you're telling these young people, is it?
Absolutely. I mean, companies like Eugene's here. If Eugene was in Silicon Valley, he'd have that company funded in a heartbeat. And that's where I'd be encouraging him to go to Menlo Park, where you've got all the big VCs. There's a huge appetite there for entrepreneurs like Eugene to come up with ideas and to actually roll them out pretty fast.
Well, I'm sure now Silicon Valley would be an ideal place for Eugene, because I've been over there recently and I saw some very young people, business people with great ideas exactly like his, and they're completely fired up.
Absolutely.
So there's great optimism and there's great work to be done. Well, I better let you get back to the man-hugging and the rest of the mentoring session. What time is it ending at?
2 o'clock today.
2 o'clock, and that's when we'll all get emotional. You'll be shattered after that, but enthused and energised, no doubt, both of you. Eugene Murphy and Liam Casey, thank you both very much indeed, and the best of luck with all of your projects in the future.
Thank you, George.